Hello, my friends. I'm Marissa Blackwood, and welcome to All Things Murder. Welcome to All Things Murder, the show that dives into real true crime cases that inspired pop culture movies and shows we know today. I'm Marissa Blackwood, and my friends, if you're like me, then you are not too keen on going to the hospital. Okay, like some of us, like myself, have experienced their own nightmare horror doctor or hospital story. But nothing, and I mean nothing, compares to the nightmare that went on for 16 years, okay? 1-6, without anyone noticing. If you thought we were afraid to go to the hospital before, oof, my friends, you should hear this case. For today, we'll be discussing Netflix's new movie, Good Nurses, Charles Cullen. Listener's discretion is advised. If you're a fan of horror movies or true crime, or perhaps both like myself, don't forget to like and subscribe, and don't forget to check out my TikTok at SinisterMarissa. Netflix's new movie, The Good Nurse, stars Jessica Chastain and Eddie Redmayne and was released on October the 19th of this year. The Good Nurse is about a nurse named Amy Loughran who is shocked when she discovers her colleague, Charlie Cullen, is responsible for the murder of dozens of patients over a 16-year period across 2 states, 9 hospitals, without being charged. Ugh. This case is just infuriating to me. I've already hated doctors because I've already had so many horror stories. Just reading this case and watching the movie just, fueled it even more. Charles Cullen was born on February 22nd, 1960, in West Orange, New Jersey. Charles described his childhood as miserable, which, surprise, surprise, another serial killer who had a miserable childhood. Shocking. And claimed to have been constantly bullied by his classmates and his sister's boyfriends. He suffered from depression and attempted suicide multiple times over the years. His mother died in Charles's senior year of high school, and in the wake of her death, he dropped out of high school and enlisted in the U.S. Navy. There he served aboard the USS Woodrow Wilson as a petty officer, second class of the team that operated the missiles. Yeah, they let a depressed guy, like, all right, yeah, have power. Nobody did checks back then. Nobody did checks. Even in the Navy, he was hazed and bullied by his fellow crewmen, which made him attempt suicide yet again, and he was sent to the Navy psychiatric ward several times over the years. In 1984, Charles received medical discharge for undisclosed reasons. Shortly after his discharge, he enrolled in Mountainside Hospital's nursing school in Montclair, New Jersey, where he was elected president of his class and graduated in 1986. After graduation, he worked in the burn unit of St. Barnabas Medical Center in Livingston. Now, all seemed to be going well for Charles because he met and married a woman named Adrienne Baum in 1987, and a year later, they had their first of 2 daughters. Like, yay, things are turning around. But we all know happiness does not last long for these types of serial killers. Nay, nay. And over the years, Charles's wife became increasingly disturbed by his unusual behavior and the abuse of the family dogs. Like, that's an early sign for serial killer. Red flag, ladies. If you are dating a guy and he is abusive to your animal, red flag. And is probably a serial killer. Get away from that. In 1993, she filed a restraining order against him, for she feared that he might endanger her and their 2 children. She claims she witnessed Charles spiking drinks with lighter fluid. Okay, frickin' lighter fluid. Burned his daughter's books and left the kids with the babysitter for a week, like, peace out, you got it. Like, who the fuck? Where was Child Protective Services? This man is a psychopath. Of course, Charles denied the claims, saying, my wife's exaggerating. You know wives, right?
But she knew he was mentally ill.
Yeah. Yeah. The murders.
On June 11th, 1988, Charles Cullen administered a lethal dose in a patient's IV who had been admitted to the hospital after suffering an allergic reaction to blood-thinning medicine. Now this would be the first of many victims. He'd eventually go on to killing several other patients at St. Barnabas, including an AIDS patient who died after Charles gave him an overdose of insulin. Now, Charles left St. Barnabas in January of 1992 when the hospital authorities, you know, started investigating the contaminated IV bags. Like, yeah, dude, it's a hospital. They check shit. The investigation later determined that Charles had most likely been responsible, resulting in dozens of patients' death at the hospital. Okay, did an investigation, they thought, maybe it's Charles. Did an investigation, didn't call the police.
Why?
We don't know why. He hopped from hospital to hospital, including Warren Hospital, where he murdered three elderly women with overdoses of the heart medication, dioxin, Hunterdon Medical Center, murdering five patients between January and September of 1996, again with overdoses of dioxin, Morristown Memorial Hospital, Lehigh Valley Hospital in Allentown, Pennsylvania, and St. Luke's. Okay, so this guy is getting around, okay? And you're probably like, okay, he's hopping from hospital to hospital. People are dying and they're not connecting the dots. Like, what gives? In spite of this odd employment record, he had no problems finding work because there was a nationwide lack of nurses. Shit, people don't want to be nurses now. Imagine back then.
Yeah.
Another reason was that at the time, there was no form of registry that kept track of nurses with medical problems. Now we have that for a reason. It's probably because of this guy. There were no suspicions that he was a killer until a coworker, okay? A coworker had to help people realize, hey, this guy might be responsible. A coworker of his at the St. Barnabas Hospital in Allentown, Pennsylvania, found a stash of unused medications in the trash can. Once again, hospitals, they check everything, even the trash, dumbass. It was considered suspicious because the drugs had no recreational use or any value outside the hospital. Charles was identified as the thief and was fired in June of 2002. Seven of his other co-workers at St. Luke's later alerted the Lehigh County District Attorney of their suspicions that, you know, I think Charles might have used drugs to kill patients. Investigators never looked into his past, okay? Never looked into it. And the case was dropped 9 months later for lack of evidence. Our tax dollars at work. In September of 2002, Charles began working in the critical care unit of the Somerset Medical Center in Somerville, New Jersey. He committed most of his confirmed murders there. In 2003, his criminal behavior became increasingly apparent. Like, he would look into the records of patients he wasn't even treating and would administer to patients drugs, which they were not prescribed. Like, this dude just had the balls and was like, fuck it. That guy. Like, what did Jeff ever do to you? Charles had killed at least 13 patients and attempted to kill at least one more by mid-2003. Using dioxin, insulin, and another drug. In July of that same year, the hospital was notified by the director of the New Jersey Poison Information and Education System that there have been some, you know, suspicious overdoses, suggesting that an angel of death was active at the hospital. The management of which failed to report the case to the authorities before October, by which more people had already been killed by Charles. Like, there's some suspicious shit and you don't fucking tell the authorities? Ugh, people wonder why they don't trust hospitals. This is why. This is why. On October 31st, he was fired for lying on his job application. Not for murdering people, just because he lied. So how did Charles Cullen finally get caught? In 2003, a Detective Danny Baldwin and Detective Tim Braun visited Somerset Medical Center to investigate the abnormal lab reports after the deaths of several patients. Amy Loughran was among the staff they interviewed and trusted with their gathered evidence. She knew it was her duty to help with the case to prevent any more patients from getting killed or hurt, so she, being a strong-minded woman, a single mother, worked with the team of dedicated detectives and assistant prosecutors on this case. Investigators assigned Amy to visit Charles after work hours and to talk with him while she wore a wire. Luckily, with the evidence that she gathered, police had produced enough probable cause for an arrest. Let's just recap. There have been several hospitals that had many patients dying of suspicious deaths and overdoses on their lab reports, and no one but this mom, the single mother, nurse, working her ass off, had to risk her life for a serial killer just to get this shit on a wire, and then y'all arrested him? Like, oh, the frustration, the anger, oh my God, so much wrong here. Arrest and conviction. On December 12th, 2003, Charles Cullen was arrested and charged with one count of murder and one count of attempted murder. Yeah, one. On December 14th, he admitted to murdering as many as 40 patients over his 16-year career. In April and July of 2004, Charles pled guilty before a Judge Paul W. Armstrong in New Jersey, and in the court he admitted to killing 13 patients and attempting to kill two others by lethal injection while he was employed at Somerset. As part of his plea agreement, Charles promised to cooperate with authorities if they did not seek the death penalty for his crimes. A month later, he pleaded guilty to the murder of three more patients in New Jersey. In November of 2004, Charles pleaded guilty in Allentown Court to killing six patients and trying to kill three others. He repeatedly interrupted the proceedings by taunting the judge, which is like, how dumb are you? But he would taunt the judge with the chant, quote, "Your Honor, you need to step down," end quote. That's a real serial killer with balls. Not only is it an angel of death, but he's like, nah, judge, you step down. Like, who the fuck are you talking to? Charles was ordered to be restrained and gagged. On March 2nd, 2006, Charles Cullen was sentenced to 11 consecutive life sentences by Judge Armstrong in New Jersey and is not eligible for parole until 2388. Currently, he is held at New Jersey State Prison in Trenton. It is very possible that he's killed, in fact, many, many more. Some places total number of murders at over 400. 400. Oof. Now you're probably wondering, what was his motive? Like, what was his motive for killing these people? Charles Cullen stated that he administered the overdoses to patients to, quote, spare them from being coded or going into cardiac or respiratory arrest and being listed as a code blue emergency. Like, I'm helping these patients. Get fucked. He told detectives that he could not bear witness to or hear about attempts at savings of victims' life. Charles also stated that he gave patients overdoses that he could end their suffering and prevent hospital personnel from dehumanizing them. I just want to slap this guy in the face. However, not all of his victims were terminal patients, okay? Some have been expected to recover before Charles killed them. Investigators state that Charles may have caused patients to suffer, but doesn't realize that, which contradicts his claims of wanting to save all patients. And that, my friends, is the true story of Charles Cullen, the Angel of Death. Thank you guys so much for joining me. I'm Marissa Blackwood, and don't forget to tune in next week for a new All Things Murder, if you dare.